Wilson Pickett, this is the strange thing about that whole package. Wilson Pickett was the best known artist in Ghana of all of the people who were there. They didn't know anything about Tina Turner. They didn't know anything about any of the other artists. But Wilson Pickett, for some reason, in his records or something, had been over there and they knew about him. Believe it or not, when we got to Ghana, we were hearing records of white artists, like the big band, like, not Benny Goodman, but it was, we did hear a couple of Benny Goodman things, but the records that were being played on there when they could hear it, they didn't all have a record. The way it was in the village, up on a pole was a speaker. And this is how they got the music. The music came in over the speakers. Nobody had their own radios at home and all that in the village. I mean, these people were living in tents and in the village. It was all. But in each village, was up on a pole was a speaker. And that's how they communicated with all of the natives in that village in Ghana. So we didn't hear nothing about any of the things that we did until we came over there and then tried to play the stuff, you know, and let them hear what we were about. They didn't know what we were about at all. I mean, the audience just didn't know who the heck we were. But the minute Wilson Pickett got off that plane, it was Wilson Pickett. Wilson Pickett, Wilson Pickett, and they were bowing and scraping. They did a whole dance for him out at the airport. We couldn't go. Everybody else, they didn't even know who the hell we were and didn't pay any attention to any of us, you know. And through that whole tour, Wilson Pickett was the main man there.